This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Hayley Grocock, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Wakefield District Site Aid, WDSA for short. Hayley is going to tell me more about her job, the type of support and services that the charity offer. Thanks for joining us today on RNIB Connect Radio. Hayley, how are you doing?
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's really lovely to speak to you today.
What do you find most rewarding about working for WDSA?
Oh, that's really tricky because there's so many things that are rewarding on a day-to-day basis. At the moment, I am really enjoying our activities for children and young people that we've only been running for about 18 months. We are taking a group of families to the pantomime at Wakefield Theatre Royal. I think there's 46 of us in total that are going to see Cinderella at the theatre. And that's a massive deal for me and for the families because we've managed to get tickets in the front couple of rows, which would normally obviously be the most expensive tickets. And it's difficult for families, especially if they've got lots of children and it's Christmas time, difficult for families to afford tickets right at the front for a pantomime on a Friday night. And we've managed to get some tickets with the kind support of some funding and very generous discount from our friends at the Theatre Royal. I'm so excited about that because some families have said to me that it's the first time that they've ever been to the Panto as a family because it just wouldn't be a thing that they would be able to do that would be accessible for the whole family.
Could you tell me more about the home visiting service and any other services which you provide?
Of course. So our home visiting service is led by our sight loss advisor, Nicola Ford, and is made possible with the kind support of Wakefield Council. So we're very fortunate to have a wonderful relationship with our colleagues at the sensory impairment team at Wakefield Council. And through our partnership with them and some grant funding that supports that service, we are able to go and visit someone at home, conduct an in-home assessment of their needs and speak with them about things that they might be finding challenging at home following a diagnosis of sight loss. So that could be anything from finding it difficult to get the key in the front door when they come home. It could be finding it hard to make a cup of tea safely or struggling to see the dials on their washing machine, all sorts of things like that that people start to find difficult. And we can assess for and provide certain pieces of equipment free of charge through our partnership with the council to help people live more confident and independent lives. So things like liquid level indicators, which we know make a massive difference to people's lives, tactile markers, symbol canes, devices to play talking books, and the RNIB talking book service is a massive lifeline for our people. So the home visiting service works like that, and the equipment that we are able to provide is provided by Wakefield Council as well. So we are really grateful for our long-standing partnership with them that makes that service and the provision of that equipment possible.
Are there any local events which you would like to make people aware of?
We've got social groups and events happening every week. We meet twice a month at the Riding Shopping Centre in Central Wakefield in the main event space there. So we have coffee morning there on the first Monday and the third Wednesday of the month. We also meet once a month in Horbury at the Clontergate Centre. That's on the second Tuesday of the month. And we also meet at the Broken Bridge Wetherspoons on the fourth Thursday of the month for our coffee morning there. We have two evening social groups, one in Central Wakefield at the Cauldron Hops Pub, which is on the fourth Thursday of the month, and one in Pontefract at the Iron Dram, which is on the first Thursday of the month. We have other events that happen throughout the year, like fish and chip lunches, Christmas lunch, day trips, outings and things like that. So there's always stuff going on. Our newsletter is available quarterly and can be downloaded from the news section of our website. And you can also find out what's going on via our Facebook page as well, which is at WD Sight Aid. Our accessible art project, Art Beyond Vision, happens throughout the year in 6-week blocks.
I understand that you have a number of volunteers at the charity and who help out in general. In November 2023, you won a King's Award for voluntary service. Can you tell me more about that exciting experience?
Yeah, definitely. We were really honoured to be given the King's Award for voluntary service in November of last year. It was the first King's Award because previously it had been the Queen's Award, and there were very few organisations in Wakefield who were given that honour. So it's the highest recognition that a voluntary sector organisation can achieve in this country, and it's equivalent to an MBE. So it's awarded to us for life, and it's in recognition of the tremendous effort and dedication that volunteers put into this organisation to help us keep running and to help us provide services to blind and partially sighted people across the whole of the Wakefield district. We've been running in one form or another since 1869, so we have a really long heritage of supporting the visually impaired community in Wakefield, and we most certainly would not still be here if it were not for the hard work and dedication of volunteers. So that award is recognition of everything that they do. We only have 3 part-time members of staff, including me, and we support anywhere between sort of 1,200 and 1,500 people a year. So we couldn't do that just as a staffed team of 3, and we absolutely rely on volunteers.
Should any of our listeners wish to find out more information about WDSA or even to get in touch, how can they do this?
They can ring us up on 01924 215555, or they can visit our website at wdsa.org.uk, and also our Facebook page, as I mentioned. That's up to date with everything that's going on and news and activities that happen regularly as well.
Thank you so much, Hayley Grocroft, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.